It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. China is not just an economic superpower. It has a hunger for culture, and that includes Western classical music. But most of the teaching they do teaches virtuosity, not teamwork in classical music. Billions of dollars have been poured into building concert halls across the country, with millions of young musicians competing to play. One student at the Shanghai Orchestra Academy says classical music has been one of the favorite things among most cultured upper-class Chinese society. The establishment of conservatories in many cities has really pushed forward the tide of classical music in China. Rory Jeffies, who's the managing director of the Sydney Symphony Orchestra in Australia, believes that the future of Western classical music may lie in the East. He says it's very difficult to argue that China is not the most important market for the future. There are between 60 and 100 million Chinese people learning either the piano or the violin. However, a lot of the music training there is geared towards being a soloist, not an orchestra member. He says largely as a result of the one-child policy, an enormous amount of aspiration is invested in that one child, brought up to be the next Long Long or the next Yo-Yo Ma, so they learn fantastic skills but don't necessarily have the ability to play in an ensemble. The 70th anniversary season of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra is ending with a sweet smell of success. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that the ASO finished the 2014-15 season with a surplus, reversing a slide of 11 consecutive years of deficits. Woodruff Arts Center spokesman Randy Donaldson said early numbers show revenues exceeding expenses by a solid six figures. ASO musicians who went 9 weeks without pay during a lockout will share 22% of that surplus, as stipulated in the four-year collective bargaining agreement hammered out last November with the help of federal mediators. We are very grateful and encouraged by the wonderful response by donors over the last 7 months who are investing in the future of the ASO through the Musicians Endowment Campaign, said President of the ASO Players Association, Daniel Laufer. It's critical that we restore the 11 positions lost during the lockout as soon as possible. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix NHD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.